shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Well, broadcasting from the shores of the El Pacifico this evening is Rudy Canoza, and but let's not make no mistake that this is a program that is 100% belongs to Phil Hendry. He's the creator of this wonderful show, and we are very grateful to be here to fill in for Phil on this very a wonderful Friday night. You know, Friday night, and this now is a Saturday morning. Of course, it's been Saturday morning for some time for our friends in the eastern part of the United States. Do you know I love to travel to the east? I am on the west now, but I love to go to the east. And I live all along the east. I live at the east coast of South America. And so everything in my life is east. And this is sometimes I come to the west. You know, as the man said, the American poet, European, I don't know, he says east is west. East is west and west is... I forget now. It's east of... It says easty, westy... Westy, westy. What is this poem? I'm trying to remember now. I know it's a poem called Easty, Westy, Westy, Woosty, but I don't know. But nonetheless, forgive me, I don't know the poem where it says East goes West, West, Diane. Is it Diane West? The actress who I love very much. I saw her in the movie Woody Allen, the Woody Allen story. It was... Diane Westy, she's a marvelous actress, and Mina Farrow. Was that a song? I don't know. Forgive me. Herb, let's put the Herb on the radio. Herb, welcome, Rudy Canoza.
Hello, Rudy. This is Herb Sewell. How are you?
I'm a good Herb. How are you?
I'm very good. The poem I wanted to help you with, because I heard you trying to find the poem, correct?
Yes, my friend, I'm trying to find the title of the poem.
The poem is East is Weak. East is East, and West is West, and never the twain shall meet.
East is West.
No. East is East.
East is East, I see. Yes.
Right, East is East, and West is West.
East is East, and West is West.
Yes, and never the twain shall meet.
And never the train? You're trying to say the word train.
No, I'm not trying to say the word train. I'm trying to say the word twain. As in Mark Twain, as the writer Mark Twain.
All right, was he the one who wrote this poem?
No, he did not. I believe it was Rudyard Kipling. But I could be wrong.
Rudyard Kipling, I know of this man. This is a great man, Rudyard Kipling.
Yes, he's one of the great writers in the English tradition, of course. He didn't write Guantanamera and Cohiba, or whatever that thing that Margaret was saying. You know, but...
I know Margaret was not... this was not right, was it?
No, I don't think it was right at all. I think she got that completely wrong. But nonetheless, Rudyard Kipling, I think. But it goes, East is East, West is West.
All right, now hold on for... Can you, Herb? Herb, can you hold on?
I can hold on, but I'm trying to tell you the name of the poem.
I understand, my friend. I want to. But my friend Carmelo's called back, and he wants to speak to you.
All right. I don't know who this is.
All right. Let me get it. Carmelo.
Hey! Herb Sewell! Herb Sewell!
Yes, this is Herb Sewell.
Oh, my friend, this is Carmelo. I call a Rudy Canoza program.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I just want to say hello to you, because I think you're a good, interesting man. And I want to say to Rudy... Did you know, Rudy, that Herb Sewell was in a nut house? In a nut house.
Oh, it's, I don't know. Is that right to say?
No, it's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. I was in a nut house.
Yes, my friend Herb. If you don't mind me call you my friend.
I don't mind at all, Carmelo. It's perfectly fine.
This man was in a nut bin.
You are in the nut house, huh?
Yes, I was. I was in a Tascadero.
And what were you there for, my friend?
I was there for child molestation.
You see? What'd I tell you?
Oh, no. That's not true.
Yes, it is true. I was there for child molestation, sexual assault, armed assault, mayhem, a variety of things. So, you see, you know, I was there for a lot of things, but quite ugly things.
No, my friend, that's wrong. It's, you can't be serious.
Are you serious? I heard Herb Sewell was on his shows all the time with Phil Hendry.
I do consult with Phil Hendry on a number of different topics on his program.
But what are you saying to me? That you committed these crimes and now you are free?
He's free, yeah.
Hold on, Carmelo, hold on. Is that the truth?
Yes, it is. I'm in a halfway house. I'm on parole. It's not been easy, I can tell you that. It's not been easy at all.
Yes, he did this, man. Herb Sewell was on a Phil Henry show. And every time he comes on, he's talking all kinds of crap.
I don't talk crap at all. I'm talking truth.
Yes, you talk about it. You're weird, man. You're weird.
I don't think I'm any weirder than you. You're calling up Three Sheets to the Wind.
Well, but my friend Carmelo is drunk, you know. But, Carmelo, let me say this. We can't say to Rudy, or to Herb, we can't say that he has no right to live.
I didn't say no right to live. But if I hear Herb Sewell to call up, I'm going to call up the show myself and talk some smack. You see?
I think what he's saying is he wants to just keep me in my place.
Yes, indeed, my friend.
Well, let's keep this friendly, you know. Let's keep it friendly.
Well, before I hang up, I wanted to ask you, does that really work when you go, or whatever that is?
Yes, it works with the right woman. You know, you have to be skilled, you know, with this. But I don't know what to say to a man like you who has committed these kinds of crimes. This is something that Rudy cannot relate to. Rudy cannot relate to it.
Rudy, I just called up to tell you the name of Rudyard Kipling, all right? So you don't have to go all... don't go all heavy and dramatic on me, okay?
Don't go all dramatic. I love that. Yeah, and let me tell you something, Herb Sewell. It's a difficult thing not to go dramatic when a man hears the things you have done. When I listen to the things you have done, some of it made me sick to my stomach.
I understand. I understand totally.
Yes, it would make a man sick.
It made me sick, Herb Sewell, to listen to the things you've done. It made me want to throw up. You see,
maybe you want to go and get over to the toilet now, then, huh?
I'm going to go to the toilet. I'm going to go to the toilet. I think I'm going to take a herb. And let me tell you what...
Oh, this excuse me, but I cannot abide this no longer. No, Rudy Canoza is not about this kind of rancor and this kind of discourse, this strident and rancorous and arguing. You know, I don't like this. I am about love. I think a man like that man needs a prayer. He needs prayer, and he needs to, he needs some magic. He needs perhaps Rudy, in his own way, can say to a Herb Sewell even, that is a general blessing, if you will, upon the people of this world, that peace and healing descend on the human race. It's got nothing to do with sex. The sexual greeting of a woman would be, that would be sexual. Another one is that. But if you are speaking of peace on earth and goodwill toward men and the healing of the human race, then you would say, like that. You see, there are two more that I want to educate you on, but I have to take a phone call. This is who? Ah, Mr. Hall is the program director or the vice president of syndication. Mr. Hall, it's good to speak with you this evening. What can I do for you? Rudy Canoza here filling in.
Rudy, I understand you're filling in for Phil. I got to ask you to stop doing something, and I hope you understand.
You want me to stop doing something?
Yeah. You're on the air, and you're going, and it sounds almost like you're mocking the mentally ill. I had a couple of calls from people. They are disturbed.
Oh, no. Rudy's not doing that.
I know that you're not doing that, but I listened. And I turned the radio on. I was with my girlfriend, and we were driving out of town. And all I'm hearing coming out of the radio is... It sounds like a microphone was dropped into a ward where there are people who are not all there. Do you understand?
No, I don't understand. Do you understand what I'm doing?
Well, what I hear you say you're doing is you're demonstrating how you attract women in Argentina. Is that right?
Yes, my friend, women, and also I just said a blessing.
Yeah, the blessing of, and the blessing sounded really bad.
What do you mean?
Well, here's what it sounded like. My girlfriend here is, hey, yeah, Tabitha, do it for me, will you? That was a woman.
That was a woman that just did that.
Well, my condolences, you know.
No, whoa, hold on, sunshine.
No, if you say a woman just did that...
I'm saying that she was doing what you just did.
I will tell you this. Everything I'm doing in the program tonight is about love, is about healing, okay?
Yeah, but what's coming out of the radio... Do it again, Tabitha. That's what's coming out of my radio. So it may be about healing, it may be about love, it may be about a lot of things, sunshine, sweetness, and light, but what's coming out of the radio is something out of a madhouse. Okay? So that's, I'm just telling you. Are we on the air?
Yes, we are on the air.
Oh, gee.
Okay, I tell you what we are going to do is we are going to go to a commercial, and then we are going to come back, and I'm going to clarify what I mean by... because another man called earlier, he said, you played Art Bell music, and then you started to speak in a tongue that might be of another world, another civilization. I said, you must be kidding. He was not kidding. He was not kidding. I will be back. Rudy will be back here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Famous, yes. Phil Hendry Show.
This is lovely music, isn't it? Again, the beautiful guitar, and this is Rudy Canosa, and I welcome you very much, and I appreciate very much for you to be with me tonight. I wish all of you could be here with me in the radio tonight to understand what I'm saying, and And people think I'm a moron, you know. No. What I am trying to say, you see.
Ga-la-la-la-la-la.
That's what I mean, you know. So let me take a phone call now. Blue Cat joining us to talk about a radio program, The Blue Cat Hour, coming up on Sunday night. There's a new nationally syndicated radio show. It's a blue show. Blue Cat, my friend, welcome.
Cat here, and I'm very, very happy to speak with you tonight, Rudy. How are you?
I'm very good, and I look forward to turning on, listening to you playing the blues, huh?
I'm telling you, we are very excited about the Blue Cat Hour. It'll be coming up 7 o'clock, and I want everybody out there listening to the Blue Cat Hour, because we're going to be playing some of the greatest blues that has ever been recorded, and kicking it off with the Junior Wells Hour, and I hope... everybody out there that enjoys Junior Wells' music, I'm going to tell you this right now. Junior Wells was one of the greats in blues and continues to be one of the most influential blues men. But one of the reasons I also want to talk to you tonight, Rudy, is because that last thing you said, I was worried because you are not making any sense.
Why? What the?
Here's what you went, I don't want to keep hitting this same note over and over again, because you understand, as far as I'm concerned, I love everybody. I'm like you. I love everybody.
Yes, my friend. Oh, bleep, 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 bleep. Good guy.
What the hell? What happened? Are you having a stroke?
Why?
Because you went doo doo doo. It sounds to me like you're having a stroke, son. If you're having a stroke, you need to get off the air. You need to get off the air.
No. See, what that...
No, hold on. I want to interrupt you now. This is Blue Cat talking to you now. Listen, what I just heard you do there, you would... It sounds to me like you're having you've either got Bell's palsy, or you're having a stroke, or there's something that has been lost in terms of feeling in one part of your face. And I think that's why you're getting a lot of the calls you're getting tonight. You're getting a lot of calls from people who are saying, "What's wrong with Rudy Canosa?" And he sounds like it sounds to me like you need to have your left arm held up. Do you have control over that part of your body?
Yes, my friend. No. You see, when I go la la.
God Almighty! What is that? What is that?
No. What that did?
See, we just spit it out, man. Because what's happening is you go la 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 la. You're scaring everybody. You're scaring me half to death. It sounds like you need to have someone giving you physical therapy on your left arm. I don't know why the left arm is coming into my mind, but it sounds like you need to have someone moving that arm back and forth. That's what it sounds like to me. And then it sounds to me like there might even be a need for someone to dab spit from your chin. Am I right about that?
No, no, you're not right.
No, right there. See? Right there.
But do you have to let me finish what I say, what I was talk about?
No, it's not getting better. It's getting worse. You're going, I'm telling you, Rudy, if you listen to an air check, you know what an air check is?
I do, yes.
All right, listen to an air check of the show tonight. And in this last half hour, there are very few English language words that you used. Most of everything else you said was, And I don't want to make a monkey joke. I'm not making no ape joke. I'm saying that's what it sounds like. That's what you did. You went, like that. Now,
let's not be insulting.
No, I'm not being insulting. I'm speaking the truth. The people are going to call up and back me up on this. Now, look, before we get any further into all of this nonsense, I want to do a promo for my show because that's what this is all about, and it's about the Blue Cat Hour. It's coming up at 7 o'clock on Sunday night, nationally syndicated, and you can listen to it on Phil TV as well. And this is just a taste of what we're going to be doing. You know, you like the blues?
Wow.
Never mind. I'm sorry I asked. Listen to this. Yeah, all right. Now, it's Junior Wells, so I want everybody to check it out. The Blue Cat Hour at 7 o'clock on Sunday night.
But you see, listening to this man, he's going...
No, he's not. Are you nuts? This guy speaks... This guy is Rex Harrison in My Fair Lady compared to what you're laying down tonight.
Head for me.
Woo!
Looking for the woman they call Lucille.
All right. Blue Cat, thank you.
All right.
On the Blue Cat Hour, you know... I realize that, Rudy, I speak in a different language, not just the Spanish, you know, that's my accent, but I speak a language of love. And do you know something? Sometimes we can communicate with each other even if we're just making noises. What does a man and a woman, again, not please understand, I'm trying to be the tasteful, but a man and a woman when they make love, what do you hear? Is Rudy right? Yes, you know Rudy's right. When a man and a woman make love, what are you listening to? For the outside observer, for someone who is walking by, he must think he's listening to a couple of monkeys in a tree. But to those two people, is love. To the outside observer, if he walks by, he thinks he's listening to a couple of apes. Two chimpanzees swinging from a vine. But to those two people, love. L-U-V-E. Not L-U-V-E, L-O-V, L-O, L-V-E, love, not love, L-V-O, Luvo, no. Well, love is what I'm trying to say, love, L, you fill in however you want to spell it. Some people spell it L-U-V. When I first came to America and I saw the coffee shop, it was called Love's Coffee Shop. Do you remember it? No, of course you do not because you are too young. But Love's Coffee Shop. And I used to say, well, that's how it's spelled. Then I remembered that dumb Joe Buck in Midnight Cowboy. He thought money was spelled M-O-N-Y because of Mutual of New York building. And that moron thought it was M-O-N-Y. And I think, Rudy, are you any better than Joe Buck? No, of course you're not. You're an idiot, too. He spelled money M-O-N-Y, I spelled L-U-V, but guess what? We both wound up with what we wanted, love and money. This is Rudy Canoza. I'm with you for another half hour, and I'm going to be taking your phone calls for this next half hour. And we're going to be talking about some of the things in the news that I was not speaking of. We already mentioned the man from the New England Patriot football team, his wife, was called a hog and a pig by this other man. And I think that we need to educate some men. You never call another man's wife a pig. And we are going to talk about that. Find out how long this man, this Ted Johnson, how long do you think he will stay alive if you talk to a woman and you say to a man his wife looks like a hog? I would never say that to a man. Even if the woman looked to me like she belonged in the county fair, I would never say that to her. And that's what this dumb, poor, and... forgive me for saying, stupid, crap-heeled redneck. That's what he said. Bothers me. Bothers me a lot. I'm Rudy Canoza. I'll be right back.
everybody ought to be.
The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, indeed, my friends, and welcome here to the Rudy Canoza filling in for Phil Hendry program. And you know, I was trying to find a lovely, lovely, lovely song by Esther Gilberto here a moment ago because I had told you how much in love with hair music I was as a young man. I could not find it now, and I'm going to have my intern here. Yes, I brought in some assistance or people going to help me tonight to find the music I'm trying to find. But in any event, we're going to continue taking phone calls here for Phil Hendry. I do appreciate you very much joining this program tonight. In the 2 weeks, I return to Argentina. My but people will say, familia, who is my family? Well, my mother and father is still alive. And I have my sister there, and I have, of course, my beautiful one. She is the one to whom I will not utter the name, because she has a name, and I won't utter a name to her. And the name I will not utter to her is her own name. That is how special our love is, and it's how special I feel for her. In fact, when I speak about her, I am out of breath. It's almost as if I've had to run a mile when I speak of her. She just takes the wind right out of me. And you can hear me. You can hear me now as I'm thinking of her and talking of her. I can barely breathe, you know. That is how she makes me feel, and that is how I wish to remember her. She is my... Well, again, I can't say the name. Only because if I say it, she might be listening, and I don't want to say her name back to her. Let's take a phone call now, shall we, my friends? And go to Gloria in the city of Culver City this evening here on the Phil Hendry Show. This is Rudy Canoza to fill in. Hello, Gloria.
Oh, hello, Rudy. And I am very, very glad to speak to you. You sound so wonderful.
Thank you very much, Gloria.
Rudy, my son has called the Phil Hendry Show quite a bit. And I suspect that my son is in the closet. Hold on, Larry.
Mother?
Hold on, Larry. I wanted to speak to the gentleman on the phone. I'll put my son on in a moment, but I suspect he's in the closet, deeply in the closet, what Phil has referred to as a hat box.
Ah, yes. Hat box, yes.
Mother, this is not fair.
All right, go ahead. Take the phone then, Larry. If you want to be a sissy, have a sissy fit.
I'm not having a sissy fit, Mother. Hello?
Yes, sir, my friend. This is Rudy Canoza.
Yeah, this is Larry Grover. Mr. Canoza, how are you?
I'm very good, Mr. Grover, and I spoke, I assume, to your mother.
Yes, that's my mother, Gloria. And I heard her refer to me as a hatbox, which I get. I don't know the terminology. Let me just tell you right.
The hatbox is a man who's so deep in the closet that he would kill anyone. In other words, it's a dangerous place to be. You'd never want to be in a hat. But if you find yourself in a hatbox or in a gun case.
In a gun case, or, so you're in the closet, but you're even deeper in.
You are deep in, yes. And I am not saying that you are. I don't know you, but this was with your mother.
Well, let me just say something, Mr. Canoza. I've been listening to you this evening, and I've heard you on other nights on Mr. Henry's program. I guess every man's entitled to his way of being and his way of expressing, but I find your entire expressions and tongue wagging out of the mouth and...
This is what I mean, Larry.
Mother, do you mind? You've already, for the entire country, said that I'm deep in the closet. Do you mind?
But I'm saying that he is sexy.
Oh, God, would you get off the extension? God, would you get off the extension?
One thing, Mr. Canoza?
Yes, dear.
We enjoy you very much. Even Larry, Larry doesn't like you, but he likes the...
And so, Mr. Canoza, you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. If your mother is trying to pay me a compliment, there's no reason that she cannot be heard.
I don't want Mother talking to you, if you don't mind me for saying. I don't want her talking to you.
Well, sir, why would you be hostile like that?
I'm not hostile. Please understand, Mr. Canoza, I don't... the way a man makes his living is no business of mine. But when my mother is beginning to get on the phone and act like she's 14, and she's talking to you in a certain way, I don't need to be looking for her in the middle of the night driving up and down streets with a searchlight on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, sir, I don't understand. I'm not going to lure your mother into the bushes at night.
Well, all I'm saying is this. I've heard you on the program with the tongue wagging out of the head.
It's not that you see, sir.
Well, allow me to finish, okay?
Yes, but it's not my tongue to wag out of my head.
Tell him how you're in the closet.
Would you get off the extension, Mother? In the name of God Almighty, in the name of God, all of the angels, and Lucifer that he cast down, get off the extension.
What an ass. Boy, that's too bad.
You gave birth to me.
Too bad.
You gave birth to me.
It's too bad.
And you gave birth to me.
All right, let's grow up. Grow up, okay?
All right. Well, in any event, Mr. Canoza, I'd be willing to bet you dollars to donuts, which is an American expression.
Yes, sir, I'm familiar with that expression. I love America. I'm familiar with American expression.
Well, all right, if you love America so much, then perhaps you would do me the good service of allowing that I know a little bit about the love of the how to do the love to a lady, too. Okay?
Well, I think you put it awkwardly. I'm talking about making love to a woman, you know, and...
That's what I'm talking about, how to make the love to a woman. And I know a little bit about that. Only the difference between you and me is that the love that I want to go ahead and do to a woman is clean, it is crisp, it is clean. In other words, I'm not going to defile her by saying, go ahead and get your clothes off. You don't have to do that with Larry Grover. You don't have to embarrass. I will make love to a woman with most of her clothes on. And then, when we're finished, all of the sheets, all of the everything that we've used will go into a solvent, some kind of cleansing liquid.
God, Larry.
Mother, excuse me, am I saying that I'm having sex with you? No.
It's still sickening, Larry.
Let me say this.
No, I'm not done yet. And then you can say what you do. It goes into a solvent, gasoline-based. It's clean. In other words, there's respect. What do you offer, sir? Okay, the floor is yours.
You just made an ass out of yourself.
Well, no, I did not.
Mr. Grover, you never, ever tell Rudy about love.
Well, I just did.
Well, no, you never tell Rudy Canoza about love, okay?
I just did.
No, you did not. You never tell Rudy about love.
I did.
I want to kick you. First of all, let me say, when I go up to a woman, you with your solvent, you with your make love to her and she doesn't take her clothes off, okay? If I go up to that exact same woman and I say, she will strip. For me.
You're going to go up to a woman and go, like you're the Wolfman, like you're Dracula, like you're the mummy, just out of the box, you're fresh out of the box, a mummy, bound up tight, and you're going to go, and that's going to get her to strip?
Larry, I think it's a lot sexier.
Mother, I'm not done. Don't grab the phone out of my hand. Never get between a dog and his meat.
Well, your meat hasn't been used very much.
Oh, baby.
You see how your mother mocks you?
Oh, baby.
But do you see how your mother mocks you? Your own mother, she mocks you. And why?
I'll tell you why. Because no one gives me any respect. No one will even give my side the benefit of consideration. I'm talking about solvent. I'm talking about cleanliness. I'm talking about making love with your clothes on. And what are you talking about? Grunting at her like you're a mummy out of the box. And I can tell you, sir...
I don't know what you're saying, your mommy. You talk about your mommy?
Oh, a mummy, you jackball. Oh, God, I hate you. And the things that you have said on your program tonight, which only makes a guy like me look even smaller. It makes me look small in stature, and additionally, the you-know-what shrinks up.
Well, Larry, I can hardly get any smaller.
Oh, is that right? Is that right? So you weren't kidding when you called me Missile You-Know-What and the countdown started at 3. That was done on purpose, huh?
I think, Larry, you understand.
Well, I don't know this kind of juvenile talk. I'm only going to say to you...
It's not juvenile.
the phone, Larry.
Nice.
You see, Rudy, he can't deny it much longer. He can't deny it.
Well, if he's talking about making love to a woman in a pan of gasoline...
Gasoline, you dumb Mexican.
I am not from Mexico. I am Argentinian.
Larry, I didn't raise you to be an ignoramus. I didn't raise you to say the dirty, vile things you're saying. Why are you doing that, Larry?
Because he makes me angry. I don't like the things he says.
Well, Larry, Rudy, he knows how to treat a woman. Don't you, Rudy?
I know how to say to a woman, I love you.
How do you say it? See?
And you're trying to tell me... Give me that.
Larry, please, Larry.
Give me that phone. You're trying to tell me that's the way to talk to a woman? You go, boo-hoo-hoo. You sound like a guy that lost his tongue in some kind of an accident, and all he's got left is a pan and a hat, and he's...
Hello?
He's laying on the floor crying. I think what has happened here is your manhood has really tested his mettle. It really has.
Well, I don't have to say I thank you, Mrs. Grover. I have to move on. It's time for a commercial, you know.
I understand. Thank you, Rudy, so much.
Of course. He's laying on the floor, huh?
Yeah. Larry?
He's
laying. He'll probably spend the night there.
All right. Thank you, dear. My goodness. My goodness. All right. Well, let's pray for poor Larry Grover tonight that he sees the error of his ways and that he's not forever... inviting women to his home only to say to them, I will make love with you, but you don't have to take your clothes off. What kind of madman? What kind of madness is this? The madness. Rudy Conoza here for Phil Hendry, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget his website, philhendryshow.com.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
And only I am Rudy. This is a world famous the Phil Hendry Show, and this is a Rudy Conoza. There was Phil right there. Uh-oh, I'm not supposed to have the American flag on a Phil TV. I apologize for that. I was told by Phil, and he said to be very specific. He said to me, now, Rudy, don't you ever mock the flag of America. I said, I would never do that, Phil, you know that. And he says, but sometimes you kind of make a mistake and have the flag come up on the TV, the Phil TV, too early. Now, we have a flag that comes at the end of our broadcast for those of you who don't hear Phil TV, but the flag is never to be appear before that. My apologies to my fellow, from my humans from planet Earth, but the people of America. I love and respect your country. The Tonight Show is going to receive the Rudy blessing this evening. There's a few people we have to give the Rudy blessing to tonight before we before we leave the airwaves. We're going to give the Rudy blessing tonight to Jay Leno. Jay Leno has apparently lost the job of a Tonight Show. I remember when I first came to this country to see Johnny Carson on the TV. And Johnny Carson was, of course, legendary, the greatest. But Johnny Carson, he didn't want to see Jay Leno, I don't think. I read the book, said that Johnny Carson, he would, I don't know if that's true or not. I think that harshes my buzz to hear that, you know. So I want to give Jay Leno the Rudy blessing he's going to need. That's the Rudy blessing for Jay Leno. I know it sounds disgusting and stupid, and it's idiotic, and I don't even like doing it anymore, but the people request it, so I do it. Another Rudy blessing is being requested for Jennifer Capriati. Jennifer Capriati is a name you may know, and a name you may trust, or a name you may not trust. I don't know. Maybe you don't know her from Adam. Maybe you wouldn't know her if you fell over and she was decomposing on the street. But Jennifer Capriati at one time was one of the biggest names in tennis. She was one of the biggest names in tennis, let me tell you what. And Jennifer Capriati, well, Jennifer Capriati is stalking her ex-boyfriend now. This is embarrassing for a young lady to do. So I say, Jennifer Capriati, I'm going to give you the blessing, the Rudy blessing.
La 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 la.
Sold, American. As for Jennifer Capriati, also the Rudy blessing tonight goes to Eric Estrada. Eric Estrada, who is also a police officer in real life. Would you believe that Eric Estrada is a police officer? He is a cop in Indiana, but he also is an actor. And he's in a movie now called Chupacabra versus the Alamo. Huh? Huh? That's right. That is Eric Estrada. So tonight we give to Eric Estrada the Rudy blessing. One, two, three, everyone. Let me see if I'm overlooking anybody. And I want to say to Ted Johnson of the radio station, I don't know, don't you call a man's wife a pig. Don't ever say she's pig-like, even if she is a pig. I've known some women in my day who are pigs, but I would never say they're pigs. I would certainly not say they're pigs to their new husband. I would not even say they're pig to them. I would only say they are pigs to myself as I'm washing up in the evening, as I'm bathing and cleaning myself off for my next date. As I'm coming in from one date and getting ready for another. Maybe, and only maybe, would I say in the mirror to the woman as she is in my mind, you pig. And I would never say it to her, and I would never say it to her husband, because that is a sure way of losing your life. That is sure. Rudy is sure you will lose your life. You're listening to the music here of she is my progeny. She is my special project. Her name is Luca Malalebuto. And, man, I've got some plans for her, and it ain't got nothing to do with music. All right, let me see if I have, I'll take one more phone call. I'm going to give some lucky lady a break here tonight and take one more phone call. This is Karen. Karen, hello, Rudy Canoza. You're on with Rudy Canoza. Karen, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, Karen. How are you?
I can't believe that I'm talking to you.
Well, Karen, I'm very happy to be on the phone with you. What can I do for you tonight?
I was wondering if you can give me the Rudy blessing. Can you give me the Rudy blessing?
You want the Rudy blessing, do you?
Yeah.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes, how old are you, dear?
I'm 27.
27 years old, okay. Are you ready? There it goes, the Rudy blessing. Karen, are you all right? Karen, are you all right? All right, Karen. God bless. Have a good evening, huh?
Man, you're good. Woo!
Hey, huh? Rudy. 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 You know, someone told me that there was a movie called Rudy, and it was about a football player who was a midget. You can have all the midgets you want. I don't care. They could play football, billiards. They could be poker players. They could race automobiles. They could race camels. Be a camel race, not a car. I didn't say camel jockey. I said in an actual camel race. They would never compare to Rudy. Never. Let's go now to Debbie in New York City. Debbie, how are you?
Oh, I am.
Debbie, hello. You're on the air.
Rudy, hi.
Hold on for a moment. Who is it? Debbie Daly from Daly's Daily, and I understand you are a hearing impaired, correct?
Yeah, I'm on the radio.
You're on the radio. You have a radio show.
Yeah, every morning, Daly. On the radio, you hear?
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't speak deaf and dumb. Not, no, I shouldn't.
I'm listening to what you've been writing down here. A real
man. I'm sorry, ma'am. I don't understand.
A real man.
All I know is your name is Debbie Daly, and you have a show where there's... You're hearing impaired.
Yes,
I'm a what?
Young.
Did you call me the N-word?
Oh, you ass. I love you. I'm thankful.
I don't... I can't get it. I can't get with that, you know?
I can't get with it.
This is Rudy Canoza. I will see you later. Phil Hendry is back on Monday. God bless. God bless.
Phil Hendry.